We are holding that Tzadik Dalur and Aleph. Again, the question was, Hechi Levit, how should we make it that everybody should make the Tnufa? Linfa Kula Bahadi Adodi, let's say there were four Shutfim to the Korban. So if we're going to tell all four to make the Tnufa together, Linfa Kula Bahadi Adodi, Gemara says, if all the Shutfim should make a Tnufa together, Krevi Chatzitza, there's a Chatzitza. But the locher is the yad of the Bailam has to touch in the korban itself. So you have a few of them, each one putting his hands one under another, they're not going to be touching the korban. So it's not going to be called called a chatzitza. It's not called a good tenufa. Elamai, the other right is linuf, for the head of linuf. Let them make a tenufa once, and then they'll make another tenufa, a second one. Samura says, no, tenufa merachmona. For loy tenufa is usmicham. The pasuk says to make a tenufa, and the loy tenufa is not to make a few of them. You have to make only one tenufa, the loy tenufais. The Rashi says, Mashenkin by smicha, does not say the smicha, just says the somach. So the attack, if you could have a few smichas, all the bailam, all the shutfim, have to make their own smicha. Mashenkin by tenufa, there's only one tenufa. Therefore, that's the locha, one of them does it for everybody. Now the most question, is it true what he's saying? Well, smicha b'shchutin, lest that there's no mitzvah smicha. By shchutin, you have to shchita. I want to learn like this, learn the Gemara in Mishnah, the Gemara in Talmud that says, b'zman she'kohen gadol roitzeh lahakdir, the kohen gadol wants to be makdir by the korban atamid every day. So, ha'yo'ilu ba'keves, if you go up the keves, v'sagan b'mino, the skam b'mino is right hand, on his right side. He'giyel ha'machtas ha'keves, when they walked up, halfway up the plank to the mizbeach, is ocha skan b'minoi, the skan will hold on to his right, v'ha'leiv, and bring him up. He like led him up, he helped him go up. Now, v'hoishet lo'i harishim, there were like 9 kahanim, or 11 kahanim used to work with the korban atamid. So now the first kohen used to hold v'hoishet lo'i harishim, harosh v'regel. He would hand over to the kohen gadol the head of the korban and the feet of the korban. Semechalein, the kohen gadol will make a smicha, put his hands on top of them, v'rezorkin, and then he would throw on top of them his beach. Then hoishet hashen el rishin. Then the second kohen that was working with the korban atamid would hand over to the first kohen shtei yadayim, the two hands, and then this kohen noisnei the kohen gadol, he would give it over to the kohen gadol. Semechalein, then the kohen gadol will make a smicha on them, v'rezorkin, and throw it on the mizbeach. Then nishmat hasheni, the second one will go away, v'holach loy, v'kach hoyu moshitin loy shar kol evorm. That's the way it said, they used to hand the rest of the evorm of the korban to the kohen gadol. And semechalein, everyone separately, the kohen gadol will make a smicha on it, v'rezork, and then he will throw it on the mizbeach. V'bezman shiroitze, who semech, v'yacherim zork, if the kohen gadol wanted to, he would just make a smicha, and then another kohen would throw it on the mizbeach. But I call upon a mashmir, the Kohen Gadol made a smicha, even after Shechita. So we're into Zom Rabbayo, Hoso Mishom Kfoidu the Kohen Gadol. I tell you over here, it wasn't the real mitzvah smicha. Havad after Shechita is no more mitzvah smicha. Here was just a Mishom Kfoidu the Kohen Gadol, they acted this way. But it was not really a real smicha. A real smicha is only Mechayim and not Liach HaShechita. Yehadjun Alecha, Shtei Midas. Now the Mishnah says, Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem that was brought on Shavuos, Ni Loishois Achas Achas. They had to work with it like need each Lechem separately. V'nefois Achas Achas also was baked, each one separately at the tanner. You only put one in the tanner at a time. Lechem Aponim, the 12 Lechem Aponim that was baked for every Shabbos, Ni Loishois Achas Achas. The same thing that had been needed each challah by itself. But for nefes, shtayim, shtayim, when they put it into the tanner to be baked, they would bake two at a time. Uvitfus hoye oisin oisin, hoye ois oisin. They would make it in the form. So therefore, kishuroidin, when they would take it down, kishuroidin, when they would take them off from the oven, noisin ulvitfus, they put it into another pin, another form. Kadesh lo yiskalkul, in order that it should not break. We'll see in the Gemara there were three forms for the lechem aponim, three different pans it went into. Now the Gemara says, "Mino hanemili." How do we know this yisoid? Mino hanemili that you have to have the lechem aponim. Each one works separately. The Tana Rabbanan, The pasuk says shnei esroinim yiyah chala. Each chala but lechem upon him has to be two esroinim. So yiyah chala achas, the pasuk says. So it says lashon of hachala hu achas. So we dash from Malam and it comes to teach us sheni loishas achas achas, that you would need each one separately. Minayin, how do we know to say she'af shtei halechem kach, even by the shtei halechem also was the same way, you would have to knead each one separately. Tam Lerman says the word yiyah, shnei asreinim yiyah. Minayin, how do I know to say she'af yoson shtayim shtayim, how do we know to say when you used to bake the lechem upon him, you would bake two at a time. Tam Lerman, the posuk says v'samta oisam, put them oisam ashmetu, put two at a time in the oven. Yochel is, I would have thought to say, Av Shtei Lechem Kein. Maybe by the Shtei Lechem, what's the same thing? You should bake both of them together. Talmudim, it says, Oysim, it says over here, by the Lechem Aponim Oysim. As if to say, only here you bake two together, and not by the Shtei Lechem. So where's the question? Hi Oysim, Ho Afikta, we need Lagufa to teach us that by the Lechem Aponim you bake two at a time. How do we know to say, Lafuke comes to exclude the Shtei Lechem? Maybe the Shtei Lechem also was baked both at a time. So Mer says, no, if so, Lemikor, the Pasuk should say, V'samtem. My V'samto, what's the Lashon of V'samto Oysom? They should have said it in one word, V'samtom. What's the Lashon of V'samto Oysom? Two words. Shamet Mino Tatem. Here we hear two things. That first of all, the Lechem upon him is baked two together. And also, the Shtei Lechem is not. There you bake each one separately. Tana Rabbanu, look at the brass like this. The pasuk says v'samta oisam. So we say it means b'defus. You have to put it inside a pan. And the locker rose shloisha defus and heim. There were three different pans they had there when they baked the lechem upon him. Nois non ledfus v'yadayin hi betzek. They would put like the dough in a form in a defus. O kim in defus hoyu labataner. Then there was a second defus in the oven itself. That you used to take this dough and then put it into the defus in the oven. Look, you should write them when they would take it out of the oven. Noisna b'tfus, they put into another defus, another pan that has the form of the lechem upon him. And the reason is kadesh leitis kalkul, that the challah should not break later. So it used to always be in a form. The question is though, for lehedru l'tfus kama, what do you have to have a third one for? When you take it out of the first one and put it into the oven, so when you take it out of the oven, put it back into the first one again. Gemara says no. Kivun the yofel lo nafcha. Once they baked it in the oven, it became bigger. So now that it's bigger, it doesn't fit into the first one anymore. Therefore, you have to have a third one after the oven. They put it into another one that was big enough to take it now. Itma, we learn like this. Lechem aponim keitzer oisin. How did they make the lechem aponim? What form did it have? Keitzer oisin oisa. Chotzamach leikis. Rebbe Chanina amar kemin teva prutza. It was like an open box, like a square, an open box it was like. Rabbi Yechanan says, Kemin Sevina Rakedis. No, it was like a ship's, the bottom of a ship, like a V shape, like Rashi has. The bottom of a ship comes down to a point. That's the word Lechem Aponim were. So one says it was like a broken box, an open box. And one says it was like a ship, a V-shape. So, Vishleim, the man, the Yama, Kimin, Teva, Prutza, Vishleim, according to Rabbi Chanina, that he says like an open box. If so, Hainu, they have a Yasve Bezichen. That's how it was good how they placed the dishes of the Bezichen on top of the Lechem upon him, on top of the Lechem, because they fit in there very well. El, the man, the Yama, Kimin, Svini, Rakedis, but if the way the Lechem upon him looked was like or svino, like the bottom of a ship. If so, hechi hevi yasvi. It was like a V shape. So how do they put? Where did they put the lechem? Where did they put the bezichim? Where did it lay on top of it? So Mora says, yes, I'll tell you. Mokum ovid lay lu. They made a special place for it. They made a special place where they could put the bezichim. Rashi says on the sides of the lechem upon him, they made a special place where to put the bezichim. Again, the Gemara says, "Bishleim leman diyama kimin teva prutza." If you learn like a chanina, the lechem upon him looked like a broken box, like a square. Hainu to have a yasvi kanim. Therefore, it's very good how there were reeds there, like holding it up. But El Laman Di Yoma Kimin Svinir Rakedis, if Lechem upon him had a shape of a V shape, like the bottom of a ship, is Kanam Hechi Yaviyasu, where were the rods sticking out from the Shulchan to hold up the Lechem? Where were they staying up from? Samar says, yes, Mursha Ovidlei. It was like a side, it was placed sidewards. Rashi says, Eitzel Harosh on the top, Mikanam Mikanam, Madbik Madbetzek Lekablas Kanam. That is, stick a little bit of dough there to receive the Kanam. So it's good how the rods were against the Shulchan. So again, the Gemara says, Bishleim Lamandi Yom Kimin Teva Prutzef, the Lechem upon him look like a broken box. Hainu the Samchalei Snifim Lechem. That's how it was good why the Snichim, like the shells, could hold up the Lechem. It was a bottom, it was a flat bottom, so it held it up. El Lamandi Yom Kimin Svini Rakedis. It was like a V shape. It was like, it wasn't a flat bottom to it. Seichi Samchalei Snifim Lechem. How did the snifim, how did the shelves like hold up the lechem? Samura says the ogulhu magul. It was a little bit rounded. It wasn't square, it was rounded. Again, bishleim laman diyama kimin svini raked. This is like a V shape. Hainu debin snifim. That's why you have to have snifim all together. The sides are holding it up. El laman diyama kimin teva prutsa snifim. What do you have to have sides holding it up for? Just pile them up one on top of another. It was like a square. Pile them up. Someone says, no, agav yukra de lechem tolach. Since the lechem had weight to it, if you start pile them up one on top of another, they would break. Tolach means it would break. So therefore, how they'd be like shelves to hold them up. Pishtem leman diyom kimin svini rakedis. It was like a V-shape. Snifim agav yishuchim enochim. That's what's good. Why the shelves, were the sides were supported by the shulchan. Where they put the snifim? And the Gemara argued, Monachlu left it on the ground. It was supported by the ground. Like, it's a question, was it supported from the ground? And yes, the Yomar Abba Bamamo, the Divrei Yom, Kodem HaYom says, Kemin Svina, Roy Kedis, that left upon looked like a V shape. Snifim, the sides of the Shulchan, what snifim, Agabi Shulchan Menachem, used to be supported from the side of the Shulchan itself. And the Divrei Yom Kimin Teva Prutza, then Snifu Magabe Karkam Nochum, they were on top of the Karka. Kaman Lazuza go like Kod Yom Rav Yudha, Halechem Maimedes Asnifim, Fi Asnifim Amidim Es Alechem, who's go like Kaman, Kaman Diyama Kimin Svinu Rakedis. Each one held up the other one, the Snifim held up the, that the Lechem was made with the Snifim, and the Snifim held up the Lechem, that was like, was made like a V-shape. Again, look at the pictures on the side here of Rashi, that one held up, each one held up the other one. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do this over again. We'll continue on. We'll say this over again on the next tape.